You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis will celebrate the Jubilee of Mercy for Families on Sunday, the 27th of December, the Feast of the Holy Family. The Pope ushered in the Jubilee Year of Mercy on the 8th of December, and he's scheduled to close it on the 20th of November 2016, with the closing of the Holy Door in St. Peter's Basilica. Pope Francis has asked all believers to find in this Jubilee the joy of rediscovering and rendering fruitful God's mercy, and to not forget that God forgives all, and God forgives always. He has invited us to go forward in the year-long penitential journey with an open heart to receive the indulgence and the mercy of God. And from an organisational point of view, highlights of the Jubilee year include the sending forth of the Missionaries of Mercy on Ash Wednesday and World Youth Day, which will take place in Krakow, Poland, from the 26th to the 31st of July. Special Jubilee days throughout the year are dedicated to groups of people in the Church, including Jubilees for Consecrated Life, for young children, for the sick, for catechists. There will also be a Marian Jubilee on the Saturday and Sunday following the memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary. Meanwhile, coming up on Sunday the 27th, Pope Francis will celebrate the Jubilee of Families with a special Mass for families in St. Peter's Basilica. For the occasion, he is inviting families all together to join celebrations and cross the thresholds of holy doors, be they in St. Peter's Basilica or in other churches or cathedrals throughout the world. Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, head of the Pontifical Council for the Family, spoke to Vatican Radio about the significance of this particular Jubilee.
I think that in this day, in this Jubilee of Families, we can rediscover the vocation and the mission of family. That is, we have to go out of ourselves, of our families, because we could run the risk to stay inside of families. And this is really a great danger for families too. That's why it is important to go out, to go over our doors, and to meet all society, all people, above all poor people, in order to give to them the strength of brotherhood, of solidarity, in order to transform our society in a real family of peoples. This is the mission and the vocation of Christian families, to transform a individualistic world in a familiar world, and to defend the creation, our a common house for one large pluralistic family of people.
That was Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, President of the Pontifical Council for the Family.